It's time now for This Week in the Women's WCHA. I'm Kelly Schultz from the Beaver Radio Network. In 14 games, the WCHA was 11-1-2 on the weekend. Ohio State, Bemidji State, Minnesota, and Minnesota State all completed sweeps. North Dakota and Minnesota Duluth walked away with a win and a tie against their opponents, while St. Cloud State split their series. Ohio State swept RPI 4-1 and 2-0 thanks to the stellar net mining of redshirt sophomore Cassidy Suave, who stopped 67 of 68 shots she faced. She posted the highest save percentage and goals against average of any starting goaltender in the country last weekend. For that, Suave was named WCHA Defensive Player of the Week. Redshirt freshman Jincy Dunn also returned to the ice for the Buckeyes after missing all of last season, recording her first goal in the first period of her first collegiate game. Maddie Field scored both of Ohio State's goals on Saturday. Here's RPI TV's Perry Lascaris with that call.
There's a Buckeye breaking and a potential breakaway for Field. Walking right in, Field to the right, finds the five hole and scores. It's 1-0 Ohio State. Jessica Dunn a drive and they tip it home. Field with a redirection and it's Field from Dunn and Dunn and it's 2-0, a power play goal for the Buckeyes.
Bemidji State knocked off Syracuse 2-1 and 3-0. Sophomore forward Emily Berglund scored twice and added an assist on the weekend, including the game winner on Saturday, while freshman Kiki Radke recorded a pair of assists, finishing the weekend with a +3 rating. All-American senior goaltender Brittany Mowat and junior goaltender Aaron Dieters split the weekend, both recording wins. Dieters recorded her second career shutout, stopping 28 shots on net Saturday. Coach Jim Scanlon on the play of Dieters.
Give her all the credit. She worked extremely hard, started towards the end of last year and just made her mind up. She wanted to be a better athlete and she got herself in tremendous shape and just really proud of her. It was just fun to see. Obviously, getting some pucks early helped settle her down because she hasn't played in a while, obviously. And to be able to come in here on the road like this, and I thought Syracuse definitely was a little better today. They certainly had a great second period, but she had an answer for everything they threw at her. So really, really, really proud of Dietz.
After hoisting the 2016 NCAA championship banner at Ritter Arena, the Minnesota Gophers went back to work, opening up the regular season by knocking off Lindenwood 3-0 and 6-2. Senior forward Danny Cameronese scored twice on the weekend, while junior forward Kelly Panic tallied 3 assists. Dan Hammond with the call.
Steck line for Cameronese. Cameronese, quick angled shot on goal. Skinner turns that away. Panic to rebound. Panic cutting to the middle. Across Cameronese all by herself. She parries it for a goal. Danny Cameronese for Minnesota, her first of the season.
Coach Brad Frost on the play of the Gophers.
What I was really happy with was the fact that we gave up 10 shots. We possessed the puck a lot, really didn't give them a whole lot of great opportunities, and found a way to get some pucks past their goaltender, who played really well.
For the first time since 2011, the Minnesota State Mavericks opened up the season 2-0 after defeating RIT 2-1 in overtime and 2-1 in regulation. Sophomore Emily Antony scored the game winner Friday, while senior Savannah Quant gave the Mavs the sweep on Saturday with her first career game winner. With a 3-1 win on Friday at Mercyhurst, North Dakota welcomed back Lisa Marvin after a 22-month hiatus. Marvin's inspiring return comes nearly 2 years from when she was struck by a speeding car. Coach Brian Adelski on Marvin's return.
You know, a couple of years ago, to think that she would come back and play to the level she has and to be able to compete, I don't think a lot of people thought that that would be the case. So, the fact that she even survived the crash is amazing itself. This is just another level of that.
Lisa Marvin on what it meant to be back on the ice.
It felt unbelievable. Obviously, I was a little nervous at first going into it, but after the first shift and stuff, we kind of got in the swing of things and the lines rolling and stuff. It felt really good. It was a lot of fun to get back out there with the girls.
UND's Riley Houston earned WCHA Rookie of the Week honors for her contribution last weekend, scoring the eventual game winner on Friday. The Fighting Hawks then wrapped up the weekend with a 1-1 overtime tie. Minnesota Duluth skated to a 3-3 overtime tie in Game 1 against nationally ranked Boston College, then defeated the Eagles 5-2 Saturday. With a hat trick on Friday and a goal and an assist the next night, senior forward Ashley Bricklick earned WCHA Offensive Player of the Week honors. St. Cloud State defeated Merrimack 4-2 on Friday, but lost Saturday 4-1. Sophomore forward Julie Tilke scored 2 goals to help give rookie goaltender Janine Alder her first win in her first career start for the Huskies. This weekend features the first full weekend of WCHA play as Bemidji State hosts Minnesota, North Dakota heads to St. Cloud, Duluth hosts Minnesota State, and Ohio State travels to Wisconsin. With 39 career shutouts, Wisconsin goaltender Anne-Renee Dabian looks to break a program record this weekend when the Badgers host the Buckeyes. Four WCHA teams made the top 10 in the SB Nation Women's College Hockey Poll. Wisconsin came in at number 1, Minnesota behind them at number 2, North Dakota ranked 8th, and Bemidji State squeaks their way into a tie for 10th. Next weekend, Wisconsin travels to Clarkson, Bemidji State hosts Ohio State, Duluth heads to Minneapolis to take on the Gophers, and North Dakota plays host to the Mavericks. Until next week, I'm Kelly Schultz for This Week in the Women's WCHA.